In this bulletin, the federal government unveils legislation designed to prevent foreign interference in Australia. Two people killed in protests over the police shooting of an African-American man. And in sport, Melbourne City through to the A-League Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The federal government has unveiled proposed laws designed to prevent foreign interference in Australia. The legislation could allow the government to cancel agreements such as Victoria's Belt and Road deal with China. It will require affected entities to review their relationships with foreign governments and list them on a publicly available register. Overseas, and police in the US state of Wisconsin say vigilantes have been taking part in violent protests over the police shooting of African-American man Jacob Blake. Two people were killed and one was injured in gunfire during a clash between demonstrators and a suspected vigilante. It took place during a third night of protests in the city of Kenosha. A teenager has been charged with murder over the incident, and President Donald Trump says he's sending federal law enforcement officials to the city. Jim Palmer from the Wisconsin Professional Police Association says the reports of vigilante behaviour are alarming.
I don't know that there's enough information presently to suggest that it's militia in the sense that it's well organised, but at a minimum it would appear that these individuals or these groups are exercising their own form of vigilantism, and that is very concerning and should be concerning to everyone.
Police in Belarus have detained dozens of protesters who gathered on the capital's central square. It comes on the 11th consecutive day of protests calling for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. He was re-elected in a vote earlier this month, which the opposition says was rigged. Former Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic has attacked the West and the UN Tribunal in The Hague in the closing speech of his appeal against his conviction for genocide and crimes against humanity. In 2017, he was sentenced to life in prison over atrocities committed by his forces during the 1990s Bosnian War, which included the massacre of 8,000 Muslim men and boys in the town of Srebrenica. An interpreter translated for Mladic until he was eventually silenced by the court.
I was and still am a target of the NATO alliance, and please don't take offence if I say that this tribunal, of which I have a very, very low opinion, is a child of the Western powers that have been blowing the same horn ever since the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Heavy flooding has killed at least 100 people in northern Afghanistan's Parwan province. The flooding, caused by torrential rain, hit the province's capital, Chirika, early yesterday morning. Authorities say more than 200 people have been injured and around 500 houses destroyed. They say the death toll may continue to rise as rescue workers continue to search through rubble for survivors. The bodies of at least 14 dolphins have washed up on the coast of Mauritius several weeks after a Japanese ship ran aground and spilled more than 1,000 tonnes of oil in a pristine lagoon. It's not clear why the ship strayed well off its intended route and struck a coral reef. Environmental group Greenpeace has called for an investigation. In football, Melbourne City will take on Sydney FC in the A-League Grand Final this Sunday night. It will be Melbourne City's first Grand Final appearance. It cemented its spot after defeating Western United 2-0 in the semi-final. Sydney FC will be out to win back-to-back titles. The defending Premiership side sealed its place after taking down Perth Glory 2-0. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 25, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 17, partly cloudy with late showers in Melbourne and 19, late showers in Hobart 16, morning frost then mostly sunny in Canberra 14, sunny in Wollongong 19, similar conditions in Sydney 22, sunny as well in Newcastle and 21, mostly sunny in Brisbane 23, a possible late shower in Cairns 27, and sunny in Darwin, 36. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.